IVM.
Hello and welcome to the Habit Coach Podcast, the bite-sized podcast filled with quick and easy actionable habits. Remember, great habits create that awesome life. I am Ashton Doctor, your Habit Coach. And today's fun fact of the day has to do with garbage bins. Did you know that public garbage bins were first used in 1875? That's not too long ago. Garbage bins are a very recent phenomenon. The first bins were set up in England, and at that time, they were used to dump ash from burnt garbage. Before the invention of garbage bins, most garbage was dumped into the river or sea. When cities started growing bigger and bigger, people would just dump their garbage on the streets, which of course caused all sorts of other problems. Diseases started to spread. The stench, of course, was just unbelievable. It's fun to think about these things when you're watching a show like The Bridgertons, which is set in 1817. When they are sitting in their fancy parlors in their fancy clothes, the stench of the city outside would have just been unbelievable. But unfortunately, that is what happens when you throw your garbage in public places. I was recently in Japan, and there is something very interesting. None of the cities there have any public dustbins. There is no place to throw anything. There are a number of reasons for this. The most commonly cited is that to prevent a terror attack, like the sarin gas attack in 1995. This terror attack caused the government to remove all the public dustbins. However, a more cultural reason is that the Japanese are very used to carrying their own garbage with them. Almost everyone has this little plastic bag filled with empty green tea bottles, tissue papers, or whatever they've consumed that day. And I think this is a beautiful habit for us to create. And there is one important thing that we can learn from this. How do we deal with the physical trash in our life? Most of us live in cities that do not have all the garbage dumped in the streets. We're blessed to have amazing systems that keep the city clean. Most of us have no idea how to deal with the trash and garbage that we're producing every day. Of course, there are recycling bins now, waste segregation that takes place, and some of these systems work well, but most do not. For example, most of the world's plastic that is put in that recycling bin is actually not recyclable. It ends up in landfills or is burnt. When I was in college, I had gone on an anthropological expedition in the middle of India. We had to stay for 4 days with tribals in their village. Now, their village was a 6-hour walk from the nearest road. So they had very little contact with the outside world. A few men would once in a while, once or twice a month, go to the bigger towns for supplies. And when I saw this village, I was amazed. There was no waste, no garbage. The village used to use everything of a product. If it broke, they fixed it. If the batteries ran out, they would open it up and use all the components. Not a single thing was wasted. Years later, I was at a conference where there was this lady who had done a lot of work in the waste management NGO space. And she was making a plea to all of us to be mindful of the garbage that we are creating and how we are disposing of it. She said one line that has stayed with me forever. She said, "We would not have a waste management issue if everyone took ownership of their waste the same way they took ownership of the product in it." Say you order a new phone from Amazon. We are only interested in owning that phone. But technically, we paid for and own that box that it came in, and that Amazon packaging, and that bubble wrapping. All those things have technically been bought with our own money. They are technically ours. However, we throw them away without a second thought. If we treated these waste things the same way we treated our product, that phone, the world would be a different place. We would use the box for something, or we would dispose of it differently. So your super simple habit starts by thinking about the trash as something you own, not something that you disown. Something that you paid for. Would you just throw your money away, or would you try and get the most out of it? If you enjoyed this episode, I want you to do two things. Share it with 3 people. One, and make sure that you're subscribed. We also have a YouTube channel called The Habit Coach Awesome 180. You can check out snippets there. You can also follow IVM Podcasts on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. And if you want to follow me, I am at Ashton Doc on Twitter, Instagram, and everywhere else. You can also explore my books, One Habit a Day, the Book of Good Habits for Kids, and Change Your Habits, Change Your Life. Or if you prefer online courses, they're all available on my website. I am Ashton Doctor, your habit coach.